After a few weeks, today I continue the important subject about sex.
过了几个星期之后，今天我又去继续这个关于性方面的事情的题目。
Let me begin with something very personal.
让我先用一个很个人的事情来开始。
I always speak to you from the bottom of my heart.
我经常都是从我心底里面的向大家讲话的。
Today is no difference.
今天都不例外。
Not too long ago, a couple come and told me something that really hurt them.
冇幾耐之前咧，係有一對夫妻咧，佢走嚟我面前同我講一啲好傷佢哋嘅事情。
One of their children told them that he was gay.
就係佢其中一個兒女咧，就同佢哋講我係同性戀嘅。
Can you imagine what kind of impact the news brought to them?
你可唔可以想象到呢個消息啊，對佢哋嚟講係幾咁嘅震撼
？Our children,
我嘅兒女
，they wouldn't know how and what to tell others.
因為佢哋唔知點樣可以同人講到。
The story only reminds me of a similar one 20 some years ago.
佢哋講嘅呢個故事令我想起廿幾年前嘅另一件事。
In one of our churches,
就喺我哋嘅分会当中其中一间
，another couple found out that one of their children was gay.
就有另一对夫妻同样咧发现咗佢哋其中一个儿女系同性恋者。
Before I tended to view this issue of homosexuality with a different attitude.
我以前咧就系睇呢啲社会问题咧，就系用某一种嘅态度去睇。
But when news come from people of my church,
但系当呢啲消息系从我自己嘅教会嘅人传嚟嘅时候咧
，people that I know personally，
就系我个人认识嘅朋友咧
，the news forced me to rethink the issue。
嗱，呢个消息迫使到我要去重新去检讨我嘅态度啦。
The question arises: With what attitude should I look at such things？
呢个问题咧就系。我应该抱一个咩嘅态度去睇呢啲事咧
？But they are people of my church.
但系系关乎我教会嘅人。
Certainly, these parents never imagined that one of their children would become like this.
我相信呢啲父母咧，发梦都冇想得到自己嘅儿女会唔会系咁。
But it happened.
但系的确发生咗。
Now they have to face it.
咁而家佢哋要面对。
Day in and day out.
系每日咁。
It has become a fact in their families.
呢个系家庭里边一个事实。
The rest of their lives.
就佢哋余生都系要面对。
So I ask myself a very frank question.
咁我就好坦白问自己一个问题。
What if the same thing happened to my family?
咁假如喺我家庭里边发生同类嘅事情又如何咧
？For example, one of my siblings turned out to be gay.
譬如咧，如果我嘅其中一个兄弟姊妹系同性恋者又如何咧
？With what attitude am I, a pastor, going to look at my sibling?
咁我作为一个牧者，我应该用咩态度嚟睇我嘅兄弟姊妹咧
？Actually, one of my cousins has been gay for more than 30-40 years.
其实咧，我嘅一个表哥咧，都系一个同性恋者。
Yes, my cousin has been living with his long-term partner in Thailand for the last 20 years now.
我呢个表哥咧喺泰国同佢嘅伴侣咧已经生活咗廿几年。
They still want to remain in contact with me through Facebook and email.
佢哋仍然愿意同我咧喺 Facebook 啊。或者電子郵件嚟到繼續接觸。
One of the reasons is that my cousin feels my dear mother has been very tolerant and willing to accept him as he was.
其中嘅原因就係因為我母親還未去世之前咧，對佢咧表現得係非常嘅接納啊。
Because of my mother, my cousin also has found that I have similar attitude towards him.
咁後嚟咧，我嘅表哥亦都發覺。我對佢嘅態度咧，同我媽媽對佢態度係差唔多。
So few times in a year, they would send me messages through Facebook and email.
所以一年有幾次咧，我表哥啊，咁佢嘅伴侶啊，都會同我喺 Facebook 傾幾句。
Let's widen the issue. The Christian Church worldwide often see sexual offences taking place.
或者咧，我哋擴闊少少，全球嘅教會咧。都係有見到性犯罪嘅事情。
Our churches are no exception.
我哋嘅教會都唔例外。
And only recently, I have news about some of our own people in different parts of the world have fallen into sexual sins.
就係最近啫，我已經聽到咧，我哋教會咧喺第啲地方咧，亦都有聖員咧犯咗性嘅罪。
So I say again, it's one thing to talk about others and teach the Bible against them. It's quite another thing when it happens right at your doorstep.
咁我再強調咧，我哋要談論係一件事。但是要去面对自己的家庭啊，教会里面发生这些事呢，是另外一回事。
It becomes something very personal.
因为变成了一些很个人的问题。
It forces me, and I hope it forces you, to face a question, with what attitude should I look at these people?
因为这些事情呢，迫使我们要去想，我们应该抱什么态度去面对这些问题。
So this is the subject of today's lesson.
所以今天我要谈论的就是这个题目。
Our attitude towards sexual perversions.
就是关乎我们对于这些扭曲了的性事情，我们怎样看呢？
And the Bible answer today is that we ought to learn to love our fellow humans as ourselves.
而今天圣经的教导我们，我们应该要爱人如己。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 1:3-5.
我们翻开新约圣经加拉太书第一章，加拉太书第一章第三至五节，愿因为平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
In verse 3, we see that the God of the Bible wants to bring grace and peace to each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三節的聖經就告訴我們，父神是希望藉著耶穌基督將恩惠平安賜給我們。
Indeed, may grace and peace come upon you today.
我也很希望今日恩惠平安都临到你哋身上。
And then we see two characters.
咁喺呢度我哋见到两个人物。
The first is God, our Father.
第一咧就系我哋嘅神，我哋嘅父。
And then there's the Lord Jesus Christ.
另外一个人物咧就系主耶稣基督。
And then verse 4 continues to talk about Jesus, our Lord.
而第四节咧又继续讲到主耶稣基督。
But it says here, Jesus gave himself.For our sins.
这里就讲到基督为了我们的罪舍己。
The purpose is that he wanted to rescue us out of this present evil age.
目的就是要救我们脱离这个罪恶的世代。
He didn't do that out of his own initiative.
但他这样做不是因为他不是自己主动要这样做。
He did so in that ultimate sacrifice in accordance to the plan and the will of God.
他这样牺牲呢是因为他照着父神的旨意做。
Because the original idea was from God the Father, verse 5 gives glory and worship to God the Father.
因为整个的计划的初衷呢是由神去计划出来的。那因此第五节就说要荣耀归于神。
Let's now turn to chapter 5 of Galatians.
那我们又回去后两页第五章。verse 13 to verse 15.
The Bible and Christianity are about freedom.
圣经和基督教谈及的是自由。
Christianity is not about rules and regulations.
基督教不是关于教条啊、教规啊。
It's about freedom.
是关于自由。
But only people should not misuse freedom for an opportunity for the flesh.
只要人不会滥用自己的自由当作放纵情欲的机会就可以了。
With true freedom of the heart, we are commanded to love and serve one another.
我哋用真正心里边嘅自由咧，我嚟做咩咧？用爱心去互相服侍。
And then verse 14 describes the Bible, the Old Testament, as the whole law.
而十四节咧讲到全律法系讲紧整本旧约嘅圣经。
For those who've been taught from the Bible.
对于一啲已经受过圣经嘅教导嘅人。
For those who've been baptized.
对于一啲已经受咗洗嘅人
，For those who have promised God and Jesus to obey the teaching，
对于一啲已经系应承咗神嘅会遵守耶稣嘅说话嘅咧
，The Bible is law，
圣经咧就系相等于律法
，Not regulations but law，
唔系教规系律法。
In other words, the teaching of the Bible are meant to be obeyed and followed。
意思即系话圣经咧系要人去遵守。
For those who are not ready or willing to obey the teaching, should not get baptized.
假如你仲未准备好去遵行神嘅律法咧，咁你就未准备好受洗。
Otherwise, the Christian church will be filled with more and more false Christians.
否则咧，教会就系越嚟越多嘅假基督徒啦。
Then verse 14 describes the whole Old Testament in one sentence.
但系十四节咧系形容紧。整个旧约圣经用一句说话来形容
You shall love your neighbor as yourself
就是爱人如己这句话
Now, you shall love your neighbor as yourself should come as familiar
如果大家是惯了看圣经的话爱人如己这个字你会很熟
Now turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19
跟着我们回去旧约的利未记
Leviticus, chapter 19 Verses 17 and 18.
是十九章十七至十八节。不可心里恨你的弟兄，总要指责你的邻舍，免得因他担罪。不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
You notice the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself comes from this place in verse 17.
大家留意到咧，愛人如己呢個律法咧係嚟自十七節嘅。
As this Bible lesson progresses, I hope you will see that Jesus, the man, has kept this very commandment.
當今日我哋一路講落去嘅時候咧，大家就會睇清楚，一人子嘅耶穌，佢的確係遵守咗呢條戒命。
When he gave himself, has he not loved his fellow humans as himself?
当他照着父神的旨意真是为人的罪而牺牲了的时候难道他不是就是完成成全了这个爱人如己律法
When Jesus understood that all humans live in the present evil age
耶稣是很明白人类是活在一个黑暗的世代里面
He thought to himself If I were they Would I not wish that I would receive help from someone?
耶稣就会当然会去想如果我是这些人的时候难道我不是很希望得到帮助吗
Would I not want to be free from the power of sin and of the flesh?
难道我唔系好想得到力量去克服罪恶
？So he became a sacrifice for sins.
当耶稣明白咗父神嗰个设计之后咧，佢就照住父神嘅心意去做，牺牲咗自己。
So Jesus perfectly kept the commandment, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
所以耶稣就完完全全嘅遵行咗呢个爱人如己嘅律法。
Now, let us return to the book of Galatians, chapter 6.
咁我哋翻去加拉太书第六章
Verses 1 and 2.
加拉我哋会睇第一、第二节。第六章第一、第二节。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们各人的重担要互相担当。如此就完全了基督的律法。
Please notice the expression "the law of Christ" at the end of verse 2.
请留意第二节嘅尾部分咧，最后几个字基督的律法。
Is it not strange?
呢个唔系好奇怪咩
？In chapter 5 and verse 14, we just saw the law of Yahweh.
喺五章十四节，我哋啱读完咧，就系讲到Yahweh嘅律法。
Here in verse 2 of chapter 6, we see the law of Christ.
跟着下一章呢就讲到基督的律法。
And between these two places is the section about the struggle between the spirit and the flesh.
在亚维的律法和基督的律法之间那段文字呢就是讲到关于灵和肉的交战。
And in this battle between the spirit and the flesh, Many human beings have fallen defeated.
在这个灵和情欲的交战之中，有很多人就失败了。
Perversions are being committed.
所以扭曲的事情就发生了。
Not only perversions of a sexual kind.
不单只是性方面扭曲的事情。
But also concerning interpersonal relationships.
还有是人和人之间的关系。
And that's why in chapter 6 verse 1, we see someone have fallen into a trespass, that is an offense.
咁所以嚟到第六節嘅時候咧，就講到有人偶然被過犯所勝。
So when someone has committed an error, others who are stronger need to help the person out.
所以當有人去軟弱啲，去被過犯所勝，犯咗罪嘅時候，另外覺得自己強啲嘅人咧，就要去挽回。
But for those who think who are helping others, must remember we too are humans.
但是你去帮人的人，你都要记住你自己都是人来的。
If they can fail and fall, we too.
假如他们会跌倒会失败，自己都一样。
So as we try to help others, we must look out that we are not tempted by the flesh.
当我们去帮人的时候，我们都要小心，不会被引诱去犯罪。
And in verse 2, he says, bear one another's burden in this struggle, and if you do so,You are fulfilling the law of Christ.
因此第二节就讲啦，各人嘅重担要互相担当，咁样咧就可以成全咗基督嘅律法。
But then I ask again, in chapter 5 we just saw the law of Yahweh. Here in chapter 6, the law of Christ.
我再讲多一次，喺第五章嘅时候咧，讲到系耶和华嘅律法，点知一去到第六节咧，一转咗叫做基督嘅律法。
Why is this so?
点解会咁
？Who is giving us the law and the commandment now?
究竟邊個賜律法俾我哋嘅咧
？In the first place, Yahweh God.
首先當然係耶和華神。
Now it is Jesus Christ who gives the commandment.
現在咧係基督嘅律法。
Why is this so?
點解會咁嘅咧
？Since Jesus our Lord has kept the commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself perfectly, Yahweh Father has promoted him to the highest authority.
咁就係因為耶穌基督佢係完全成全咗。爱人如己的律法，因此父神就将佢高举到至高的一个地位。
Father God has appointed the risen Jesus as his plenipotentiary。
因此咧，就将复活咗嘅耶稣咧，成为佢嘅全权代表。
He gave himself. He gave himself not only for Christians but for mankind。
佢都去牺牲自己，佢唔系净系为基督徒而牺牲嘅，系为全人类牺牲。
He was human.And he gave himself for fellow humans.
他自己是人，他也把自己的生命献给他的同类。
He truly has loved his neighbors as himself, or even more than himself.
他的确是做了爱人如己，甚至爱人多过自己。
Let us come back to Galatians chapter 6.
我们又回到加拉太书第六章。
As we conclude this lesson,
我就会结束了。
In verse 2, we see that Christians are.Commanded to bear one another's burdens.
第二節咧就講到基督徒係要受呢個命令咧，去彼此去擔當。
All humans share the same struggle between the flesh and the spirit.
全人類咧都係一樣要面對同一種嘅爭鬥。
This is a heavy burden to bear.
就係靈同情慾嘅擔架。
And it's the same for all humans.
呢個係個好重，係個重擔啊！全人類都一樣。
And Christians are commanded to.Bear one another's burdens.
而基督徒咧就系得到呢个命令咧，就系我哋要彼此去担当。
In verse 5, we see another aspect.
第五节我哋睇到另外一方面。
Each person shall bear his own load.
呢度就话咧，各人必担当自己嘅担子。
Apart from bearing one another's burden.Each must bear his own responsibility.
除了互相担当彼此嗰个重担咧，仲有一啲更加基本嘅嘢。
That is,
就系咧，各人必要担当自己嘅担子。
What responsibility?
乜嘢责任咧
？The responsibility of not letting the flesh overcome us.
呢个责任咧就系唔好让情欲胜过自己。
Let us now read verses 7 to verse 10.
我们结束的时候看第七节至到第十节。不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。信着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；信着灵撒种的，必从灵收永生。我们行善，不可丧志， 若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Here we see a longer description of the common human struggle.
咁呢度咧，我哋又睇到人类嘅共同争战。
How we must walk by the Spirit and not be overcome by the flesh.
我哋系要点样按住灵而行，而唔好俾情欲吓胜过。
And how all of us must persevere in doing good and not to lose heart.
我哋系要点样继续嘅行善，唔好灰心，唔好丧志。
I'd like to answer the question which I raised in the beginning.
在我结束的时候，我就答翻我起初问的问题。
When we consider the failings of others,
当我在想紧别人的失败啊，
whether it is of a sexual kind of another type,
不论是性方面犯了罪啊，
with what attitude should we look at these?
我哋应该抱咩态度去睇啲事情呢？
The answer from the Bible today is that we must look at them with an attitude of Jesus.
圣经今日就教导我哋，我哋必须抱有一种耶稣嘅态度去睇佢哋。
A spirit of love, loving fellow humans as ourselves.
就系爱嘅精神，去爱其他嘅人类。
Now, I personally do not condone homosexuality.
我个人呢就唔同意，唔赞成同性恋嘅。
But I have noted between homosexuals and the society at large, there is a big gap.
但我留意得到咧，喺同性恋者同埋呢个社会之间咧，系有一个好大嘅鸿沟。
Homosexual people do not.And cannot talk to people who are not homosexuals.
嗰啲同性恋者发觉自己咧不能够同非同性恋者倾偈。
Especially between homosexual people and the Christian church.
尤其是系同性恋者同教会之间。
In the news, we often hear and read about criticism of homosexual people against the Christian church.
喺新闻咧，我哋往往咧都会留意得到同性恋者系点样去或者针对教会。
Homosexual people would remind the Christian church that inside the Christian church there are sexual scandals.
咁而同性恋者咧都会提醒你哋嘅教会里边咧都同样有性丑闻发生啦。
Abusing children.
性侵犯儿童嘅事啊。
You people are hypocrites, they say.
佢話：你哋啲宗教人士係虛偽。
Who are you to condemn us？
你係邊個？你竟然敢去批判我
？So there is no possibility of a dialogue。
咁所以兩者之間咧係冇傾偈嘅機會。
As a person who are genuinely concerned about my fellow humans，
我作為一個真係好關心我嘅同類啊，就係人類嘅人嚟講
，I have thought much about this question。
我對呢個問題我想咗好多。
One main reason for the enmity is we lack an attitude of compassion.
今日對於有一個點解有咁大嘅鴻溝咧？其中一個原因就係因為基督徒咧係缺乏咗憐憫嘅心。
In its place, there is a critical spirit.
其實我哋係有一種批評嘅態度。
Seeing the perversions and the failings of others, but failing to see our own failures.
就係見到別人嘅失敗、別人嘅錯啊、罪啊。就看不到自己的错。
Seeing failures of one kind, sexual kind, and failing to see our own failure of another kind.
我们就是只是看到别人性各方面犯了罪，但我们又看不到自己另外一些的罪。
I hope you can sense I have been speaking to you today from the bottom of my heart.
我希望大家看得到，我是从我心底去跟大家分享今天的信息。
Concerning a topic that is very close to my heart.
这个题目是对我来说是很入肉的。
I believe, and I am hopeful.
我相信，我又好希望。
When we truly obey the law of Christ,
当我们真正去遵行基督的律法。
When we genuinely have the same spirit of compassion,
假如当我们真的里面有一个怜悯的心呢？
There might become possible the opportunity for contact, dialogue, and even to suggest help.
同性恋者有能够接近啊，能够对话咧，这个机会就会嚟嘅。
So the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of love, is the first step.
但系耶稣嘅灵，爱嘅精神就系第一步啦。
Let us close in prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。